And welcome to Season 5 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm soprano Sarah Gartland, and I'm excited to make my Atlanta Opera and role debut, performing Lady Macbeth in the upcoming performances of Verdi's Macbeth. I'm thrilled to be your host for this week's episode on Verdi's dramatic twist on Shakespeare's classic story. I'm a mom to an incredible, warrior-hearted boy with special needs, and that journey has given me immense strength and determination, qualities I bring to the stage every time I perform. In Macbeth, there's a deep humanity in Lady Macbeth's longing for power, especially in her lack of an heir, and I can't help but feel the weight of the next generation in this piece, something Verdi clearly emphasized. Everything I've experienced with Tomas has shaped me. I channel both the brokenness and the resilience into my performances. And to bring this to Atlanta first, that's beyond exciting. With such a strong team and foundation, I'll carry this energy into future performances of the role. Now, let's dive into the plot. You wouldn't believe the night I've had. It all started when Macbeth sent me this letter. Turns out, some witches told him he's destined to be king. Not just that, but they were oddly specific. First, they called him Thane of Cawdor, and boom, a messenger immediately shows up confirming it's true. If that part of the prophecy came true so fast, why not the rest? That's when I knew we couldn't just sit around waiting. We had to make it happen. So when Macbeth gets home, I lay it all out for him. King Duncan is coming to our castle tonight. And if my husband wants the crown, well, he'll just have to take it. Macbeth hesitates. He's got a good heart, poor thing. But I pushed him because I know he has it in him. That night, the king goes to sleep, but he doesn't wake up. Macduff finds the body, and the whole castle goes into chaos. We join the others in mourning, cursing the unknown murderer. I play my part well. With Duncan out of the way, Macbeth is crowned, but the witches said Banquo's children would rule one day. We can't have that. Macbeth starts unraveling, obsessing over Banquo and his son Fleance. So naturally, he has them ambushed. Banquo dies, but Fleance gets away. That night at the banquet, just when I think we can finally celebrate, Macbeth loses it. He swears he sees Banquo's ghost sitting in his chair. I try to cover for him, laugh it off, but the guests are definitely weirded out. Now, Macbeth is completely fixated on what's next. He storms back to the witches, demanding more answers. They tell him that Macduff is a threat. Banquo's line will still rule, and, oh yeah, he's doomed. But Macbeth doesn't listen. He's too far gone. He orders the slaughter of Macduff's entire family. And me? I thought I was strong. I thought I could handle it. But the blood, the guilt, it starts eating me alive. I can't sleep. I wander the halls, talking to myself, scrubbing my hands raw. But nothing washes the blood away. Macbeth doesn't even notice. He's too busy preparing for war because Macduff and Malcolm are coming for him. Then the unthinkable happens. Macbeth hears I've died and he barely reacts. And the worst part? The witches were right. His enemies use the forest itself as camouflage, just like they said. The castle is under attack. Macbeth fights, but it's over. Macduff kills him. Malcolm takes the throne, and me, I'm just a ghost of what I once was. Power was supposed to make us invincible. Instead, it destroyed us. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera podcast, Blink Opera. If you enjoyed learning about Macbeth, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera podcast for more great episodes.